Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. This show is an invitation to let go of what's holding you down, laugh more, and love like crazy. If you've tuned in live to this episode, please call in now and be a part of the show. Our number is area code 646-200-0825. And now, flying solo for today is our hostess, Jen.
Hi there. Welcome to Lighten Up. I am Jen Halterman. And I am flying solo this morning. Yay! Welcome! And the chat room is open if you go to Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening to the show live, you go to Blog Talk Radio, scroll down, there's a chat box. Guess what? Somebody already got into the chat box, so it's actually working. So yay, chat room is open. You're welcome to join there. Oh, how happy this is. What a great topic. The phone number. If you are unable to listen online and you want to get in to the phone lines or if you have a question, I do require that I know your number. So unless you're in my personal address book, you need to send me a message on Facebook or in the chat room to let me know who you are that's calling in because I don't have a producer screening calls. But if I know who you are, or if you can go to the chat room, send me a message, or even on Facebook at Jen Halterman Now on my page there, I will, and just let me know it's you on your number. I will gladly bring you on for live questions. So the phone number to call in is 646-200-0825. So welcome. Oh, doing a week's worth of calls that are about relationships is always a... it's just such a stretch. There's a lot of energy for many people about relationships, and some of it comes from their dynamic of being in relationship, being without a relationship, their own personal judgment of themselves in a relationship, their judgment of their significant other in a relationship. And so quite often, the topic of relationship is one of the most heated. In fact, in the law enforcement world, if you go out on a police call and it is a relationship-based or a domestic situation, it is considered one of the most dangerous because emotions are so high and so volatile and can switch so quickly from bad to good and good to bad so dang quickly that it is a very dangerous situation. And so when we talk about relationships, it is kind of like going out on one of those calls and being like, okay, we're going to go in here gently. We're going to see what happens. And as I found out this morning when I received some of your lovely emails, I found out how much hate mail can come from it. Oh, my goodness. And so here's what I want to address. I said on Periscope I would address the hate mail that had come in. And I use hate lightly because it was really just somebody venting and being pissed off and stuff. And here's what I want to say about that. Thank you for the email. It lets me know what there is to still talk about. It also lets me know you're listening, which might piss you off even more for me to actually acknowledge that you're listening to the show. And yet you consider yourself a hater of mine. Do you see the irony of that at all? but thanks for contributing to the stats. I know. That is so arrogant of me to actually acknowledge that you're listening to the show when the only way you could send the email you did is if you are listening to the show. So I just want to point out that there is something about the show that is worth your time, energy, and focus. That something about the show is worth you taking however long, whether you listen the whole hour or not, that it's worth your time. And so I appreciate it, actually. Thanks for being here. Yes, I am a smartass, and I know that not everybody appreciates that, but I can't help myself. I just want to acknowledge you're listening. So hi, this is specifically for you. And to the topic of sending in what pisses you off, go ahead. It's okay. Even if you're like, I disagree 100%, it's okay if you email me. In fact, my email address is lightenupwithjen@gmail.com. Send me your stuff if you don't agree. It's okay. We don't have to agree. I'm open to learn from you and get a different perspective. And I might talk about it on the show so that I can help others, because if you have a different perspective, somebody else might also have a different perspective that they want cleared up. And so that is what is going on with that. And welcome to the chat room. Look at this. It's actually letting people in. Yay. Okay. Here's the topic for today's show. The energy of attraction in relationship. And I, you know, periodically I come on the air and I'm very much in life coaching mode, or I'm very much in teaching mode. And then other times I really tap in more to opening up while on the air to my clairvoyant and psychic abilities. And today's one of those days that I'm letting the energy speak a little bit so that I can address what's coming up with listeners. And just so you know, this is something that I do, even if you're listening in the future, I still tap into the energy because it shows up for me to address. And so I'm going to be talking about this, the energy of attraction. What is it? To be attracted to is to be drawn toward. Okay, so the energy of being drawn towards something is really dynamic. And when we get into relationship, what happens is people really think that this is a situation of being attracted to and going to that space of I'm attracted to that person. Now, here's number one problem with that. The moment that we say, I am so attracted to them, most of us, not all of us, some of you guys are rock stars and you know this difference, but most of us are looking at them. It is about them. I'm attracted to them. It is about them. And that's the first step in losing ourselves. That is one of the first steps that we lose ourselves in starting to focus on them. Instead of saying, oh, I'm so attracted to them, I'm so drawn to them, my aliveness responds to them, their aliveness is so intoxicating for me, I love to interact with it. If we can stay in that space of, I'm the one being drawn to, so therefore there is something in this for me also, I am engaged in my aliveness. I am engaged in this attraction. Because as I've talked about on past shows, when we get into talking about the energetic calling signs or the vibration that we are putting out to the world and that kind of thing, if we're actually going to resonate with somebody, we must be carrying that resonant energy with that. Sometimes it's a repellent energy, but sometimes it's a resonant energy. So if you find yourself attracted to somebody, that's the side of the energy I'm talking about right now, okay? Because apparently we need to talk about this side of relationships. So I'm talking about being attracted to somebody as in it can be their physical, it can be their gifts and abilities, it's that stuff that pulls you in. So let me start by asking you this. Do you believe you're attractive? Are you attractive? Notice what came up. Did you perceive me to be speaking about your physical appearance? Your body? Was it your intellect? Was it your gifts and abilities? What part of you just said yes or no? Because what happens so often is, and in this world that's so focused on, you know, can be really focused on external appearance, people will say, yes, I think I'm attractive. Well, I was cuter in my, you know, early years in my 20s. And that, all that says, it's not a right or wrong. All that says is that is what's up for you. What's up for you? I like this answer. I know it's a tentative, yes, a little, maybe, right. So here's the first thing that I would like you to consider, okay? Yeah, no, I'm going to skip. I'll come back to that. I'm going to ask you some more questions. Whatever your thing is about you being attractive, okay, do you believe other people are more attractive than you? Is there a comparison about attractiveness going on in your being, the way you perceive the world? Is there a comparison? That's how you can know. What was your answer? Was it yes? Was it no? What? I don't compare myself to others. Whatever that was, just notice what came up. Okay? Then, let's go back to this attractive piece. Here's what I would love for you to always, always remember. You are always attractive energetically. Always. And it doesn't matter if you're attractive in a negative, out of alignment way, or a positive, in alignment way. You are always attractive, and that's the difference. This is why it's not just a physical thing. This is why this isn't just about your appearance. You are always attractive. You may not like what you're attracting, but you're always attractive. You are always calling things into you. Some of them come in forms of lessons. Some of it comes in forms of new possibilities. Some of it comes in the form of a new sexual partner. Some of it comes in the form of a crush that's, you know, unrequited love. But we are always attractive. Okay? I love the snarky comment in the chat room. Jen's always more attractive of everything than me. Yeah. Just notice that. And I know this is a funny thing, but it's truly, and I appreciate you, Angie, in the chat room for mentioning that, is that piece, that second question. Do you think that, you know, others are more attractive than you are? Okay. That is a really good indicator of where you're at in the comparison field. Okay. So when we are attractive, all it is we are resonating with somebody else's energy. When we attract something else, we are resonating with energy. It's a resonant energy to our own. We also can be attracted to something we recognize. I recognize something about that person. Yeah, they might have the same addiction as you. They might also be vibrating the same soulmate calling as you. But either way, you might recognize something about them. And this is why it's so important that you become aware of what it is that you are vibrating, what your energy is. Because if you don't know the difference, you might see some bad boy and be like, oh, I'm so attracted to him. I'm so attracted to him. I'm so attracted to him. It must be a sign that he's my soulmate. You're right. He's carrying the same energy as your father who used to beat the hell out of your mom. You're right. You do recognize that energy. But if you're not consciously aware of what it is in that energy, and if it is resonating with your misalignment or your alignment to your essence and your true vibration, you might be taking a step towards something that actually is a warning. Okay? And so as we get, damn it, Jen, as we get into this conversation and really exploring this, please understand, again, like I said yesterday, honey, my sweet listeners, even those who hate me, you have to apply this to yourself. I don't know your answers. We're not in a one-on-one situation where I am talking just to one person. I am speaking to many. It is up to you to listen to your own answers that come up. It is up to you to recognize what's resonating, what's not. Oh, my gosh. That's where I do that. Oh, that. And acknowledging it is not all that. That's not where it stops. You can acknowledge it, but you must take action if you want change. If you love where it is, take action to secure it, to stay in place. If you want change, take action to make a difference, to make a different choice. Okay? Okay, take a deep breath. We're good. You're fine. Just hang in there. Keep breathing. See, so what happens sometimes is that sometimes we recognize our own shame program. If you see your own shame program, you go, what? I don't want to talk about this. No, I want to talk about relationship. I want to talk about how I can get a perfect mate. But your shame program is coming up. Please understand, your shame program, part of what's attracting that mate or repelling it, which I'm getting to. Okay? This is this is an opportunity for you to get clear about what's in your energy. We are not talking about if you're cute or not. I think we're all cute in our own way. I'm talking about your energetic attraction, okay? So I want to be really clear on that because we are going to talk about that appealing to the physical, appealing to the appearance, that kind of thing. We are going to talk about that, but I just want you to get clear when you're to stay out of that self-beat up, no judgment zone, that kind of thing, to just really, oh, wow, I'm aware that I've got shame. I'm showing up in every relationship. It doesn't matter if it's with my child or my boss. I'm showing up with shame. Great. Fabulous. What do I do now, Jen? Okay. For many people, what happens is we lose connection with our essence. And our essence or our aliveness, it is, for me, what I define that to be is, it's the human, it's the physicality expression of all of your greatness. It is your emotions, it's your physical body, it's your intellect, it is your soul, it is your vibration, it's your energy, it's every single bit of you coming through and all your sparkly bits. That's what I call aliveness in essence. And so as your sparkly bits apparently today, now that new word to the, there's a new descriptor for essence, all your sparkly bits. Good grief, Jenny. That's fun. So here's the number one thing that comes up when I talk about attraction. And this is where jealousy comes in. And last week we talked about jealousy a lot. And let me talk to you about what comparison looks like energetically from my experience, from my psychic abilities. It looks like to me, when somebody is in their aliveness and their vibrancy and they are just like enthusiastically expressing who they be on this planet, they are shiny, they inspire curiosity. They draw people in like, what's that? I just look at me. Even you putting your eyes on somebody is a gift to them. They feel acknowledged by your greatness. And so it is very attractive, okay? Now, if somebody is experiencing your 100% aliveness, okay, and they are in their essence and their aliveness, what that looks like is so beautiful. It is like sparklers and fireworks between us energetically, and nobody's dodging the sparks. It looks like happy, smushy, fluffy clouds coming together and swirling and not competing for what color the energy is, but instead like dancing together and making beautiful swirls and combinations. That's energetically what that looks like. Now let's talk about what it looks like when you're in your 100% shiny fabulousness. And somebody might just, maybe they're feeling sad, or maybe they're feeling scared, or gosh, I have a completely clear little visual going on in front of me, and this is somebody in their vibrance and aliveness, and they're walking down a grocery store aisle at a market, and somebody is sad. So they're coming different directions. They're facing each other. Can you guys see this? This is awesome. So walking, the other person's coming their way, and they, you know what? They're in their essence. They're actually really in their essence. They're 100%, they're really strong, but they are experiencing the human expression of sadness, so they don't have shame limiting their energy. Their energy is complete, but they feel sad. When they receive eye contact, when they receive a smile, just a friendly gesture of eye contact and a human acknowledgement of a smile, in that space, the sadness is still present. And the sadness feels acknowledged by, there's other human beings, there's life, on. And that person goes on. They just keep walking past each other, opposite directions. Okay? Now, same scenario, except for the person who is feeling sad is carrying shame and less than and I suck and I'm a failure. Okay? So that's the energy. They're not 100%. They feel sad along with all this other stuff. And they do this same cross. They do the same walk, 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 eye contact, aliveness person smiles, the other person does one of those grins, and they walk past. Okay? But here's what happens in that shame and I suck mode is that says, they acknowledge me. Maybe I don't suck as bad as I thought I did. And they take the gesture and they grab it, a man just reaching out and grabbing the gesture, the energy of a gesture, and they stuff it inside the void of their shame and their not enoughness, and they go, there, see, now I matter more. See, they smiled at me and they're cute. And that person, if they're needy enough, might go through the grocery store making sure that they cross on every aisle so they can get more eye contact and more friendly human gestures that they can grab hold of and shove inside of their emptiness to try to fill themselves up. You got that? Are you experiencing the difference in this energy I'm talking about here? Okay. Now, if you're in your aliveness, if you're in your power and potency, which your power and potency means you have not dialed down your aliveness in any way, shape, or form. You are not apologetic for it. You're showing up completely. If you're in your power and potency and you recognize that the energy that you're just sending out to the world starts getting hooked onto and somebody is seeking it from you to take it to fill up their emptiness, that is the energy of that person, that energy that's wanting to take becomes unattractive, becomes repelling. You feel the vibration of needy, creepy coming from that. Do you get that? Do you feel it? Do you recognize it when you start going, oh, that was a nice smile. Okay, going on about my day. Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is getting a little creepy. This is getting sticky, stalkerish. This is getting heavy. Uh-oh, now they're setting it up. Now there's an expectation that I'll give them the eye contact. Oh, wow. They're taking my energy. They're taking my aliveness. They're trying to use my aliveness to validate their being. And it happens so quickly. That dynamic, okay, so that was a pretty benign example, right? Grocery store, right? Now let's take it home. Let's take that same thing. Let's take it home. That at home where you share your life, where you pay bills, where you cook dinner, where you have sex, where you, you know, take care of the children, where you feed the animals. Just imagine. Okay, I'm feeling good. This is great. This is a great day. Hi, honey. I'm feeling sad. Do I look cute? Do you find me attractive? I need you to fill me up. And this can all be nonverbal, folks. Did I do this right? How sexy is that? And I'm not talking just for sex. How attractive is that? Is it? Do you recognize how quickly we can go from attractive, oh my gosh, you are lit up, I love playing with you, I love dancing in my aliveness with you, to wait, when did you forget how fabulous you are? Why is it up to me to remind you how fabulous you are now? What's going on? When did your aliveness quit being your thing? I just threw up in my mouth a bit. That's a great comment in the chat room. When when did the person who now sucks, who's now needy for validation from their partner, their spouse, their children, their boss, their job? Oh, can you feel how frantic that gets when I get into the energy of somebody who's in that space of, oh my gosh, they don't find me attractive anymore. What that looks like is clingy, desperate. It's like a balloon with static following you around. You cannot shake that sucker off. Why? Because you're the aliveness. You're the shiny one. If you listen to earlier shows this week, it's about the car person in the car who's so attractive. Yeah, I want to go with you. Oh, I just want to be where you are. I just want to be anywhere you are. I want to be where you are because I feel so good when I'm around you. Well, okay, that's really great. I love spending time with you. Can you explain to me why you don't like to be with you? Why, when you're not with me, what do you feel like? Can you acknowledge that? Do you feel that you suck if you're not with somebody who's giving you validation on how great you are? Because if you're alone, if you're in your own private space, if you're in that space of, but I'm not attractive if I don't know somebody's attracted to me. I have to have that. And you show up in, look how great I am. It comes through. It is so sneaky, but they feel it. We feel it. People feel it. You know when somebody's doing it to you, even if you think that they don't know when you're doing it to them. It's tangible. Yeah. Okay? How's this going? I know there's comments in the chat room. Thank you. Facebook's got some comments. I'm trying to keep up on them. So thank you so much for all of these comments that are letting me know what's resonating. If you have a question, ask it, please, so that I can be sure that I'm addressing these things because there's a lot going on right now. Okay, so take a deep breath. Okay, so if you feel you're not attractive to your partner the way you used to be, and it looks like, what do I do to get their attention? Please understand that all of your shadow sides, all of your personal personas, all of your immature bits will think, it will go through the Rolodex of your life, okay, if you are too young to know what the hell that means, it will go through, it will Google your entire life, and it will seek all the ways you successfully got attention. If you are seeking attention from somebody else, your psyche will Google your life. It will go through your life for all reference points of how you got attention. And it will seek every single one of these things out. It's why sometimes when we come at our partner in this pitiful, whiny way, it's like, are you six? You know, quite honestly, Sherry and I are 6 and 8 and 12 on purpose a lot so that we're really familiar with these parts. So when it shows up in a, you know, a discussion or a disagreement, we know, oh, I'm talking to the 6-year-old. Okay, there you are. Because we do that. That's the kind of side bit there. But that's something we do. It's something I teach couples how to do in coaching. But if you are not conscious of it, please understand, and I'm going to say this, it kind of addresses an email, and you'll know who you are. But anyway, Oh, you guys, this is so, your go-to for how to get attention was anywhere in your adolescent years. And if you are in adolescent years of, well, maybe I'll be really cute and maybe I'll be shy and bashful because that's how I got attention from grandpa and grandma and my aunts and uncles and my mom. And maybe when I act dumb, they would rescue me and I got attention that way. Let's see, what else? How else did I get attention? Okay. If the Googling of your life, okay, brings that up, and you go try to use it to, say, get attention from your lover who you feel is not attracted to you, and you approach them with the energy of a child, please think I'm cute. Why don't you think I'm cute? somewhere in the psyche, there's something that goes on that says, wait, are you going to act six and think I'm going to want to have sex with you? Really? Now, somebody, and there's no judgment, but somebody might think that's sexy and go for it. But I am telling you, yes, I did go there. But I am telling you, if you are stuck in a pattern of behavior that makes you, you know, a 10-year-old boy, a 7-year-old girl, a dripping, you know, very appearance-focused 17-year-old, you know, teenage girl, cheerleader type, if you're using that energy because it worked in the past to get somebody's attention, please understand that is gross. It comes across really assaulting. It is repelling to that person if they are in their true alignment. And I'll put that because somebody might want to categorize. Because everybody finds different things sexy. If that's your thing, there's no judgment. You just carry on. But that's not what I'm talking about here. Okay? Because as a 40, say there's a couple who's 40 years old, okay? If at 40 years old, you are not being 40 years old with each other, and you go to, well, hell, I don't know, but they thought I was cute at 22, okay? And you try to take on the energy of your 22-year-old self, and you try to bring that energy into the 40-year-old, something's not in harmony. There's misalignment there. The way you're acting doesn't match who you are today. The way you're expressing your body probably isn't in harmony. And it's an opening for you to go into huge criticism of yourself. If only I had my body of 22, then you'd find I was sexy. No. Be who you are. Because nothing, and yes, when it does come to the sexual attraction also, nothing is sexier than aliveness, and it has nothing to do with your body size. It has nothing to do with your muscular build. It has nothing to do with the money in your account. It doesn't. Your aliveness is freaking hot. And that is why this topic came up today, is if we will just allow ourselves to be fabulously in our aliveness, and give ourselves that permission to be fully, powerfully in our potency, no dialing it down, no turning it off, nothing like that, we will find that we are not worried about if somebody's attracted to us. Because we will be in so much resonance. We will resonate with what connects with us. What connects with us on a vibrational level, okay? So where are you at? Yes, you guys are getting this in the chat room. I love this. 47 is hotter than 17, y'all. I really like it. Yes, okay? So just feel that. Feel that. This is not like looking at a fashion magazine and comparing yourself to the physical appearance, the airbrushed model on the page. But energetically, that's what a lot of us are doing. Energetically, a lot of us are buying into that. Why? Why do we do that? Because we go into comparison. Remember jealousy? Comparing and competing. Going into a judgment of our worth. Our internal worth is what is compared to somebody else's external expression. And when we go into comparing those things, we set ourselves up for some really big, ugly, ouchy lessons that are not necessary. Okay? So, if you are feeling unattractive, this is not about your spouse or your loved one or the people at the office, and it is not. It is about you. What in you believes that you are unattractive because you're actually extremely attractive all the time, no matter what? So what are you making your attraction based on? because for a lot of people, they think their attraction is based on their physical appearance, especially when it comes to relationships. And I am here to tell you. I mean, I'm not going to go and do the research and gather case studies, but that is not, that's only one very tiny, tiny part of it. And to be completely honest, if it is only based on physical appearance, if that is what your entire, quote, attraction is based on, you're just talking about physical putting your bodies together. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's just chemical. Yep. It's just nerves. That's it. Has nothing to do with anything. Okay. So when you get into this, I am talking energetically. Yes, Andrew is saying in the chat room, attraction is chemical. When it comes to sexuality, it has nothing to do with looks. Yes, absolutely. And when we are going into our energetic vibration, think about it. What is attractive? What are you drawn to? And if you say, well, I don't really know what I'm drawn to, well, look at what you're resonating with. Look at what it, you're attracting towards you. Look at what you're connecting with, and you'll know. That's what's going on. Look at what's coming in towards you. Look what's happening. That's what you're resonating with. I'm attracting alone time. Yes, and some people love alone time. Some people love it, and some people go alone because they hate themselves. But some people are alone because they like time with themselves. They like their independence. This is also why it's so important that you're in relationship with you even when you're in relationship, okay? This is another piece of this that I don't know if it came, I don't think it was clear when I was talking about it earlier in the week, but your, like I was saying, your aliveness, your 100% of your vibrancy, your expression, your aliveness, your energy is yours. If you get into a relationship where you stop caring for your 100% aliveness, okay, you are creating a deficit in your relationship. And if you go to the needy, creepy, behavioral, icky part, where now it's up to the your partner, your whoever you're in relationship with, it doesn't matter if it's a child or anybody, but I'm focusing on that love relationship, okay? If you go to them to fill you up, you are asking them to fix what they cannot do. They cannot love you enough for you to love yourself, ever. Ever, ever, I'm going to say that, ever. Okay? Going back to my letters. somebody who is completely vibrant and alive, and maybe they're enthusiastic, and maybe they're playful, maybe they're whatever, that you, I cannot be playful enough for you to be playful. You actually have to engage in you being playful. Okay? Playful or an essence quality must be in you, and it's up to you to nurture it and to nourish it. It isn't up to anybody else that's interacting with you. They can't. Okay? Even if you try to hijack it, even if they give you a compliment or you play a game with them and you go, okay, I'm going to grab this energy that they put out to the universe, I'm going to take it, I'm going to shove it inside of me, you're going to be really disappointed when it dissipates. It's not your energy. It doesn't fill you up. It can't. Yep. And so all of this, what happens when we go to that, I'm so unattractive. My partner doesn't find me attractive anymore. In fact, I wrote down a question I got. What do I do when somebody has told me that they actually don't find me attractive anymore? Yeah. Check in. Okay. Number one, check in. That is theirs. They are saying they don't find you attractive. In this case, it was a physical attraction that was, they said they weren't physically attracted. Okay. Now, check your aliveness. Not check your aliveness so that they'll be attracted to you. Stop it. Do not. Don't go there. Check your aliveness. Okay. does your aliveness resonate with them, their aliveness? Does it resonate? Let's check in. Check your heartbeat. I love that. Do you resonate with them? Yeah, that's what I thought. So the question I got, the comment I got, the feedback I got is, no, it doesn't. I'm just afraid of being alone. Okay? So what if they say they're not attracted to you physically? What if? How long? And I am going to ask you this. You're okay. You're on Facebook, so it's a private message. You're safe. How long have you known that you do not resonate together? How many parts of you are not attracted to this person that you've been denying? And for how long? Yeah, that's hard to acknowledge sometimes, everybody. Because the truth is, yeah, big sadness, I know. The truth is, if somebody, whatever got them to that point that they are saying to you directly, I am not attracted to you anymore. Honey, you've known this too. That is not a one-way thing. You know this, okay? They just said it first, so you want to make it about them. Oh my God. Okay. Okay, let me just tell you guys. Listen to this. This is what the message I just got. The truth is, true confession, okay? The truth is, I just didn't have the balls to act first. I've been wanting out for a while. Yeah. Right. So let me ask this person who's listening, who is on Facebook. Thank you so much in the chat room. Thank you for being in the chat room and listening and expressing what you're experiencing as you're listening to this. So to the person who asked the question, honey, what about them ending your marriage do you judge to be an easier out than you ending the marriage? Yeah, my religious 19-year-old that said I do in front of family and friends in our church. Exactly. Exactly. 19-year-old is what you said. So do you understand that this situation you're in right now is not the 19-year-old's business? This is not the 19-year-old. This is today. This is now. The 19-year-old's actually probably wanted to be free for a while. But you keep using the 19-year-old as an excuse for why you're staying. Feel the energy? Yeah, the 19-year-old has an attitude. I bet it does. Okay. You guys are so brave. I love this. Thank you so much for your question. Yeah. So what do I do? Okay. So what do I do about being so angry? Here's the deal. It's okay. Be angry. Be sad. Be, you know, feelings are just feelings. They're just emotions. Here's what there is for you to do. There's what I would recommend for you and, yeah, breathe. You and your significant other, start focusing on your aliveness. Get in alignment. What have you shut down? What have you dialed down? What have you denied? What in you is seeking to come back alive that you have just turned it down, turned the dial down on it? Get in your aliveness. And it's not so you can get another spouse or another partner. That's not, please don't turn that into your motivation, okay? It's so you can be alive. Because actually, you will never be attractive to anybody else until you are truly attractive. In yourself, in your fullness, in your aliveness. Be alive. Be alive. How are you not alive? You do know.
I don't know what I'm doing. Yes, you do.
Sneaky. If you don't know, ask your 19-year-old. Yeah. Oh, interesting answer. Art. I'm not creative anymore. I quit being creative. Oh, I became a mom. Ouch. How? Are you telling me you sacrificed your creativity to be a mother? What a burden to put on your kids energetically. Sorry, that was all out loud. Apparently, Jenny, pot and pock that. Wow. Just think about that for sorry. Oh, I could have worded that differently. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm glad that made you laugh. Oh, funny. yeah, apparently my bluntness burst the bubble of feeling pitiful. How awesome is that? You actually laughed when I said that because you knew it was the truth. Oh, that is so awesome. I'm so glad that I accidentally, you know, slapped you upside the head and it helped. yeah, I think so. I think there was some self-reflection in that for me also. Whew, okay. So what part of you has shut down? Where is it? Because just think of it this way. If your aliveness has been denied, even one part of it, even if it's like your creativity, or maybe it's your dancing, or your writing, or your physical activity and exercise comes to mind, or rituals or beliefs, whatever that is, if you have let it die off, okay, so energetically, this is what I can tell you. If you've let it die off, it is like ripe, perfectly dry kindling. It's been sitting there waiting for even one teeny tiny spark to come its way so that it can ignite. Oh, that was full body chills. That was full body chills. Did you feel that? An inferno. Yes. It's waiting. It's not like withered up, like an old raisin dried up. No, it hasn't molded and gone bad. Like, no, we're talking about it's kindling. It ignites. It's an inferno. It is your aliveness. It is yours. It's not anybody else's. This is yours. It's just waiting for you to light it up. Yes. Yes, got it. Okay, great. Thank you. That was a great question. Oh, my gosh. Okay, checking in with what wants to come through. I know. I do. I kind of channel sometimes. Stuff comes in and takes over. So, okay. Let me talk about this. I kind of touched on it. If you are seeking to be rescued in a relationship, so if you're going into relationship as a victim, you will attract a hero, okay? So this is a really quick little lesson on if you are seeking drama or adrenaline to keep you, okay, just take a breath. Everybody listening, just. If you don't know a relationship is exciting without drama, whether it be the drama of hot, passionate sex, the drama of fighting, the drama of struggle, whatever drama comes in, okay, that feeds adrenaline, please understand you will attract it. You will attract dramatic players, and they usually come in the form of either a victim or a villain or a hero. You know, you got the instigator, you got the fixer, you got, you know it. Hell, look at Hollywood. It's all based on it, okay? So unless you are seeking a relationship like that, if you're coming across as the victim who's needy, creepy, who plays out all of that, okay? If you take that into a relationship that likes peace and harmony, and you go in needy, creepy, just so you know, you won't last long. It doesn't work. Those pieces don't fit together. Okay, square hole, round peg. Okay? So if you're playing the hero where you got to go fix everybody and you happen to get in a relationship with somebody who's strong and independent, power and potent, and you try to go and fix them, they're going to kick your ass because they don't need to be fixed. They'll be like, whoa, whoa, back it up. And it's repelling. It is not attractive, okay? And if you're a bully or a villain and you constantly have to be right and you're always picking at somebody, you're always correcting them, and they are sure and clear that they don't need to be fixed or corrected, no attraction. Boom, boom, boom. Do you get that? So if you are one of those people, then what you will attract in are other players of that drama. You will actually attract it. So, you know, needy is not sexy to somebody in their aliveness, but needy is super sexy to a hero. And needy is an easy target to a villain who wants to be angry. Okay? Do you get, oh my gosh, do you get it? Like light bulbs going on here? Insecurity is actually about convincing somebody how not sexy you are or worthy you are so that they can convince you you are sexy and worthy. And if you go to somebody, say, a hero, a fixer, oh, they will just be like, oh my God, you are so sexy. Yes, I will make you feel beautiful. I'm going to make sure you feel beautiful so when you're pitiful, I can fix you because that will validate my worth also. That works out beautifully. If you are all about those type of relationships, go enjoy them and have a great, fabulous time. Because those can work awesome. They really can. A lot of adrenaline can be a little tiring, but if that's working for you, stay there. Have a good time. Might as well build real estate in it, okay? Yeah. And I'm so glad you said that. Exactly, Angie. She said in the chat room, often they will knock you down so they can build you up. So if you're in that drama space, and nobody currently is beating you down so that you can be fixed and healed and stuff, they will do the beating so they can build you up. If they're feeling insecure, they'll make you feel like shit so they can feel important by fixing you. I know it's a crappy game, but it happens. So be really clear. This is why. That's the energy of drama. If you got that energy of drama, yeah. And you go to somebody like me, for example, if somebody in the chat room or on Facebook on chat just acknowledged, if you come at me with that, with any of those things, I'll spot you a mile away. And that window, I'll roll it right up. No, 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 no. Uh-uh. That boundary right there, you stay on the other side of that. It's true. I do have very strong boundaries when it comes to this. Yes, thank you for acknowledging that. It is actually very true. Why? Because that was what I did years of training in, but for one. But it's because I was in the drama triangle relationship. Remember when I've talked about past relationships with my ex who was always cheating and I was being the investigator and I was always right and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I was totally in the drama triangle, you guys. I recognize it because I played it. Hell, I was writing scripts for it. It played out beautifully. But because of that, I don't tolerate it anymore. I know, like, whoop, I stepped into hero. I will acknowledge it. I will step right out. Like, whoa, okay, not my job to fix you. Sorry for stepping over that boundary. And it is a skill worth practicing, which is why I love teaching classes on it and coaching couples in this so they can recognize the pattern and not buy into it. So if you are doing this dance with the energy, if you're in this space of like, oh my gosh, I'm so attracted to the bad boy, you got to figure out why. I'm always attracted to people, to sociopaths, for example. I'm always attracted to sociopaths. I can't figure out why. I don't know why everybody's so mean to me. Yeah, there's a reason. It's in your energy. Okay? So, are you attracted to aliveness? Are you attracted to potency by not needing it, but instead by being in your own? Okay? Mm-hmm. Are you in your own aliveness? Are you alive by expressing your truth, your sparkly bits, your jiggly bits, your wiggly bits, your shiny bits? your messed up bits, all of it. And just being human. Your emotions, your intellect, your spirituality, all of it. Are you in your aliveness fully? If not, where is the kindling? What is waiting for you to ignite it? And do you dare? Do you have the courage to take action, even in the discomfort of it, even in the fear of it? Do you? One thing I do want to say, and this is the biggest thing, I wanted to say it earlier, and then I got distracted by awesome questions, but I want to be sure that I close on this, and that is being attractive without comparison to others is called self-esteem. When I say, do you honor yourself, that means do you hold yourself in high regard? Do you hold yourself in high regard? Do you honor yourself? Do you stay in your aliveness? And for those of you who say, but I don't want to be arrogant and I don't want to be seen as an arrogant asshole, well, then don't compare yourself to other people. Because if your self-esteem is yours, and you are being as magnificent and fabulous as you can, even if somebody says, oh, you think you're better than us, as long as you're not buying into that game, it's none of your business what they think. And if they get jealous and they want to send you hate mail and say, you think you're so much better than everybody else, and here's all the reasons why I think that you think you're better than me, and in their reasons, when they list it, they actually name all the reasons that they think that I'm better than them, just saying, that's about them, not you. And you can go, huh, wow, having a hard time. Not about me. Your attractiveness, your self-esteem, how you esteem, where you hold yourself is up to you. It is not anybody else's business. So being attractive means that you hold yourself in high regard. That's it. You're attractive all the time. You have a choice. Are you going to hold yourself in high regard, respect, contribute to, nurture, allow yourself to thrive, hold yourself as powerful and potent as you are and not dial it down for anybody else's comfort? That is when you're attractive and your aliveness is full on. And that's a choice. That's a choice. And if somebody's uncomfortable in the presence of your aliveness, that is not your business, my friends. And sometimes you just have to face it. You're not going to keep everybody happy. But are you happy? You are not going to please everybody. Not everybody is going to like you. Not everybody is going to find you attractive for 10 or 20 years. But some might find you attractive for 70 years. Who are you paying attention to? What's going on? Who are you choosing to engage with? So as you consider all of this show, there's been a lot. My invitation to you is do not compare yourself to others. If you're focused on the comparison between yourself and somebody else, at least let that comparison be a reflection to you of what you want to address in yourself, not somebody else. Nobody else should have to turn down their pretty so you won't feel so ugly. That's not how it works. If you become aware of it, like I'm not happy with my appearance. I'm not happy with how I look. I'm not happy with how I feel. I'm not happy with how I'm showing up at work. Then address it. Make adjustments. Take action. Don't make other people adjust their energy so you can feel better. Just doesn't work. So on that note, my friends, be your fabulous selves in full power and potency of your aliveness. I gotta go now. Thanks for being here. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. Find out more about Sherry's cranial sacral and massage therapy practice by checking out her website at www.bodywisehealthcare.com. Bodywise is nourishment for the mind, body, and being. If you're part of an organization that could benefit from my dynamic, engaging public speaker for your next live event, or if you'd like to find out more about her programs offered, Jen can be reached at her website, www.jenhalterman.me.